Introduction: The Problem of Making News Popular. In early 2009, as the newspaper industry appeared to be in a panic-inducing freefall, The Daily Show host Jon Stewart offered an unusual proposal for its rescue. Speaking with former CNN chair Walter Isaacson, Stewart floated his own idea for revitalizing the teetering newspaper industry, a plan quite different from the solutions that Isaacson was promoting. Stewart suggested, "You know how when you read newspapers and the newsprint comes off on your hands? What if we made that a highly addictive narcotic? So that if you read it, you'd be like, 'I gotta get my hands on another newspaper, man.'" The idea of narcotizing newspapers circulated quickly among the news production community through mentions in outlets like Editor and Publisher and NPR's On the Media. The joke must have struck a nerve with news workers, as Stewart's humor mixed with a journalistic fantasy of an audience rapturously addicted to news. The exchange between Stewart and Isaacson raises some critical questions about news and its circulation as popular media. How can news be made appealing for broad audiences? How can an audience, or to use a more civic-minded concept, a public, be mobilized by a news outlet? These questions are as important to media companies seeking a profit as they are to activists and reformers aspiring to create journalism that can propel and sustain new forms of democratic community. Stewart's remark offers a metaphor, albeit a disturbing one, that highlights some of the complexities in the quest for news appeal. News media, like narcotics, appeal to consumers not only through conforming to pre-existing tastes, but also by actively shaping audiences' tastes, desires, and habits. While addiction has its limits as a metaphor for understanding the interaction between news outlets and their publics, it does evoke the mutually constitutive nature of the relationship between media circulation, public engagement, and desire. It suggests something beyond the idea that the commercial press simply gives the people what they want. This book explores different models for popularizing and democratizing news that have been influential in the United States over the past several decades. One of my major arguments is a historical one. Since the 1970s, the U.S. news industry has undergone a philosophical paradigm shift, moving away from an ideal of professional autonomy and into a post-professional period characterized by an affirmation that consumers' preferences should drive news production. To be clear, I do not mean to imply that individual journalists have given up on all of their professional commitments or their ethical standards in the post-professional period. What has changed, rather, is on an institutional level. The professional model assumed that experienced journalists had a special capacity to judge what should be on the news agenda and how to present it. The turn toward post-professional journalism signals a declining faith in the editorial discretion of professional journalists and an embrace of the market-driven principle of consumer choice. The turn away from an ideal of professional autonomy toward consumer demand has been an uneven one. The most prestigious national and metropolitan newspapers and the news divisions of national broadcast networks were not especially at the forefront of these changes, and at least partially resisted the retreat from professional ideology. This might explain why some journalism scholars, as well as high-profile critics who are most attuned to prestige outlets, have overlooked some of the profound market-oriented changes in U.S. news organizations since the 1970s. This post-professional paradigm, I argue, extends into the digital age. Many of the noteworthy innovations in online and mobile news media, from social news sites to news aggregators and applications designed to cull news based on users' friends and their associated preferences, represent a continuation of the desire to let users' preferences set the agenda of news organizations. Yet, the story more often being told about digital journalism is that it represents a historical rupture. There are, unsurprisingly, both utopian and dystopian inflections of the rupture narrative. Many lament the decline of investigative reporting, global bureaus, and the kind of local beat reporting that usually depends on strong metropolitan newspapers.